Okay. I think we can start. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Hamid al-Bashir here. I will be chairing the call. Unfortunately, Patrick, he have another engagement. He will be with us, but he won't be able to actively participate. So we can start the call, and the secretariat has already started recording the call. And we have a number of apologies already received. So I think we can start by going through the agenda, which is already displayed in front of you. We have the first agenda item, which is we need to approve the last minutes of meeting of our conference call on 25th February. The link to the Adobe Connect, the link to the Dropbox is already there. And we have as well two action items that were from the face-to-face meeting, which is we can discuss. So we can start with approval of the last conference minutes of meeting. So if there is no, I don't see anyone raising hand, so we can consider the minutes of meeting of the 25th February teleconference as approved. The second agenda item, which is reviewing the action items from our face-to-face meeting in Singapore, and specifically action item number 4 and action item number 6, which is number 4, which is ICG timeline, and the action item is that ICG chairs review details of the proposal of finalization process and define the ICG timeline with assistance from the secretariat. That has been done. And Alyssa has sent an email to the mailing list earlier, and we had a lengthy discussion about the timeline version 8. So I'm not sure if anyone has anything to say about this action item. We can consider it closed and no further action item is required. Okay. The next action item, which is also related to that, is the proposal finalization process. And basically, the chairs should work with assistance of the secretariat to create a new version of the finalization process and split the major steps into more details. I have Arrested raising a hand. Please, Arrested.
Yes, Mohammed, I would be very much appreciate if you called me Caboose, because when you call somebody by first name that you are friend and close, when you call him by last name that you have not. So I don't think that I am not so much older than you that you do not want to call me by my first name. In any case, still my name is Kavosya. I would appreciate that if you call me, if you feel free to do that. But if you still have some difficulty, go ahead with Mr. Alastair. No problem. Okay. I have an item. I don't know whether associated with the face-to-face, because it's raised at the face-to-face, I asked for a flowchart or diagram indicating the maneuver and the chart or the way how the accountability is currently done, and I have made a small resume here in the protocol and parameters. We have IETFs, we have IAB, we have Internet Society Board of Trustees, we have Internet Steering Group, then we have ICANN IETF Memorandum of Understanding, then we have Internet Research Task Force, then we have IAOC and IAD. There are many, many partners and many, many figures, people. We don't know what will be done by whom, who is doing what. In the accountability, starting from page 9, all of these has been mentioned, and really, if somebody really need to go, will be lost at who will report to whom, who will oversight what, and there are many things. What is clear that IAB is at the top, but there are many, many other things that are inside. I ask a diagram indicating that, and Yari promised, and in the last email he mentioned that he's working on that. I appreciate very much his very kind work, and I would like to have this diagram be made available and similar diagram after transition if there is any changes. So we have one diagram showing the flow of the work before transition. We have another diagram after that. I don't think that that is a request for an ICG to another ICG. It is a request from a member, was made at the face-to-face meeting, was agreed and was promised. The only thing is a follow-up action. And I thank you very much, Mohammed.
Thank you very much, Kavus. If you don't mind, I can put your request, which is also your request in the mailing list, in any other business, so we can have further discussion regarding it. That would be fine.
But this is something that has been agreed at the previous meeting. Why we discuss it again? At the previous meeting, we raised the question, and Yari mentioned that, yes, it seems to be a little bit difficult for some people, and he is planned to make that one. Why we need to go and spend time on the discussion for nothing? There are many, many other issues. This something has been agreed by everybody. A flow chart, a diagram, a graphic indicating flow of works between various entities, as mentioned that, and that is that. One before the transition and one after. Why we need to put discussions, and some people that are very, very, sometimes not very kind, start to oppose to that. This has something that didn't agree. Thank you.
Okay, so I think I will give Yari a chance to respond. Yari, if you would like to respond quickly so we can proceed. The next agenda.
Yeah, so I actually kind of agree with Kavus that we don't necessarily need to discuss. I mean, I have promised to provide a diagram because I think it will be informative. At the same time, I think, this is an existing system, well documented. You may have to read a few RFCs, but it's documented. And, it's not that complicated. I mean, the diagram will be helpful in presentations and such, and I will deliver that. I don't think there's anything unclear per se in our arrangements, and the high level picture is that we have accountability for failures around IANA function, which we can survive even regardless of any ICANN accountability mechanisms, although they are useful, but we can deal with failures in any case. And then there's failures in the policy process itself. And, for both of those, we have existing processes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will deliver a graphic.
Yeah. Are you able to provide when you expect to deliver that?
That's been the difficult part. I try to get something done this week.
Thank you very much. I think we can proceed now to a second agenda item, which is basically we need discussion about are we satisfied with the current response about the protocol and numbers response on the IANA intellectual property and domain name issue. So I will.
Are you asking me, Mohammed? Do you ask me to have you or not, or ask someone else?
No, I think you have your hand raised, Kaboos, if you want to. We're talking
yes.
about where.
I am happy with that. I am happy with that. The only request is to my distinguished and dear friend Yari is that if that diagram after transition might have some little changes, I would be very much appreciate that with some other caller mentioning that after transition, the line between A and B would no longer require, however, the line between C and D will be required. Just indicate the changes after the transition. That would be very much appreciated. If he doesn't want to produce two diagrams, one diagram but with different color, one color indicating before or and one color after, that we know that what will happen. That is one. And then under the next agenda item, I have another thing. Mohammed, let me tell you something. I'm working in CCWG. They are very friendly. Let us also do the same friendly meeting in ICG. Very, very friendly meeting. The most complicated issue will be resolved in the most friendly manner. On the contrary, simple issue in ICG becomes controversial by some people. It is not good. It is inefficient. Thank you.
Thank you, Erste. Yari?
Yeah, I think I will try to clarify again in the graphic. But, I mean, as the proposal fairly clearly states, there's really no change to the accountability mechanisms, and they stay the same going forward as well.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Daniel's already mentioned in the chat room that we still need to approve the minutes of face-to-face meeting in Singapore, you're right. And I recall that yourself and Milton had some edits on the document, which was agreed by other members. Are you want to provide any comments on that? Or someone could also comment on that? And the secretary has showed the red line text already. So Daniel, please.
This is Daniel. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. My connectivity is a bit spotty, hence the question. I think there's one red line thing on, I think that's the bottom one on the screen right now in section 6, is the one that was contentious between Milton and myself. The other stuff, I think, the other red lines are agreed. At least I heard no opposition to them. Now we have a little bit of a problem because Milton isn't here and Paul Wilson, who actually is the person speaking there, is not here. So I would propose that we table this until the next call, unless people are absolutely against it, so that the people who are concerned can have a say as well. Would that be acceptable?
Thanks, Danny, for the suggestion. Personally, I think that's a good way forward. I think I have Arate raising a hand. Arate, please.
Hello, I have a question. If you allow me, I want to just follow up on that question.
Mr. Arce, Kaboos, I couldn't really get what you were saying. Can
yes,
you repeat
that? Yes, I said I have a question. I have a question. On the page that is open, discussions,
yes.
Issue about jurisdiction, I think still it is some pending issue, because I have the same problem that he says that currently the current agreement does not specify a jurisdiction, and it has been raised in the discussion, as you mentioned, the ICG decides to further articulate any question. So we would like to have some clearance why there is no jurisdiction. This is one point, and I have another point, which is on page 13 of the Yari or protocol proposals. It's about talking the stability of the internet depends on capable provisions of not just IETF protocol parameters, but IP parameters. Very good. Then it talk about domain name, then talk about the other registries, then talk about DNS. So how all these things between the parameters community, number community, and naming community, how this coordination is being done, because it's referenced that all these are required. That we expect that we have a role of the IETF and so on and so forth. So who will do this sort of the arrangement and coordination between the IETF, between the rear and IETF, between IETF and names, and between all of this, because everything is mentioned in that page, in the document, page 13, paragraph 4. Starting from the stability. So I would like to have some clarification. How these are being done or will be done, this management of coordination between the three players. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Before I think I'd let also someone else open it. There was a suggestion by Dan, which is Adobe Connect. Accepted that suggestion, which is we defer the approval of the first minute because we have members who have many. I think we will defer it, and I will give a chance to Yari, who might want to respond to you, Kavos. Yari, please.
Yes. So a couple of things. Heuristics, in my recollection of the discussion in Singapore, was that we briefly talked about jurisdiction, and we provided an answer, Russ and I, based on the existing agreements and the role of the IAB, which is kind of like has final say in any argument between ICANN and IETF, and my understanding was that solved that particular issue, and then we decided together that we will ask one question from the regional communities, which is related to IPR or the domain names and trademarks, and which we did, and I think solved that particular issue. So I think the minutes may actually need some correction at that point. And then Kavus, you asked about coordination. That's a good question. And that happens, as specified in the various RFCs. And when there is a situation where those do not describe what to do. So, for instance, we've had cases where we had to move address ranges from an area that belongs to the RIRs to an area that belongs to IETF. And we've done this through joint discussions, kind of a point-to-point coordination that the both communities will agree. And it has happened many times over the course of history. And doesn't seem to be having any kind of difficulty, actually.
Yeah, would it be possible that you put that on the paper, what you said? Because I am working in the CCWG, and I want to very, very clear. Would you put what you said that in the paper that there seems to be no problem, or there seems to be a problem? Because what the difficulty I have with your document that many times you said that everything is okay. I'm not objecting that everything is okay, but it is not sufficient that someone say everything is okay. The other could say everything, but not the person who writing the paper saying everything is okay. So could you put what you said in the paper? Yeah, and the paper what you said. Then we discuss that because we would like to be very very clear. I am not also convinced about AIB that's doing everything in CCWD overall accountability. We are talking empowering the community, and the community is not only IAB. Community is entire community. So I don't think that we could put everything in the hand of IAB. To judge for the jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is not IAB. Jurisdiction is jurisdiction, should be a means, a way, and so on and so forth. And that, which is a legal issue, should be properly addressed. Thank you.
Well, Kabus, yeah. I had agreed on the process.
Go ahead.
Hello? Wait, who should speak?
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so Kavus, I think we've agreed on a process where large part of the responsibility for the transition planning is in the communities, and the communities are indeed a little bit different, and their problem areas are a little bit different. They're not all, one size fits all situations, and they don't all do everything exactly the same way. And that's quite natural because you have different resources that you're talking about, and TLDs, for instance, are very different beasts than some attribute value numbers in deep insights and protocol. Different communities are being served. And our community has produced a document that explains how it does things. And the community has discussed the matter of where the accountability is, and what accountability mechanisms we have in place. And in their opinion, it's very clear. It's in the document. We can, as always, provide some further information when something's not clear. But by and large, the information is in both the document as well as the referenced RFCs. If it's helpful, I can write an email or something that explains some practicalities around coordination, but I don't want to go back and change the community's proposal.
Thank you very much, Harry. And I think we can continue this discussion on the mailing list if required. We will defer the approval of the minutes. We can do it as well and discuss it on the mailing list. So we can move on the action items, the agenda items. And we're in agenda item number 2, which is basically the response from the protocol and numbers communities on the IANA IP and IANA.org domain name. Any comment on the responses? Okay. I don't see any hands or anyone want to discuss it. We can move ahead and go to agenda item 3, which is the status of the name support and progress. The floor is open for ICG members involved in the CWG work to provide an update about the current status. Gavin, please.
Yes, Mohammed. I think we have a few distinguished ICG members in the CWG. May we ask one or some of them or all of them to kindly, if possible, brief us as what is going on CWG CWD, thank you, item 3. Could we ask some of few of them to brief us? Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. So I didn't want to name someone specific, but we have a few members here who can brief us. I'm sure if Keith is here, or Wolf Rich is already here, and someone is already involved in the CWG could provide us an update. Is volunteering. I know that there's a meeting going to be held in Istanbul in the coming few days, or, and there's also, I think it's one of the news that a legal firm has been identified to provide the legal advice on the options. Currently in front of CWG in terms of adoption. That's to my knowledge. It seems, by the way, we have many apologies for this call, so maybe we don't have members here who already have an update on the name proposal. So, if that's the case, we can move on to the status of the accountability track progress and the CCWG. And we have also a couple of members there. Maybe Kavus, you can start the discussion and give us an update. Please.
Yes, Mohammed, I am attending together with Rezek in the CWG. They have, since few weeks, have these two main group, working party one, dealing with review and redress, and working party two, dealing with the empowering community, or vice versa. So one group dealing with the empowering community, to take action to revert the decisions of the board, or to call for the board member, or to totally disband the board, and similar issue like that. And one other doing with the review and redress, having different committees, the review panel, appeal panel, and now they start to go to various constituency. The currently they are concentrating on the GAC, the operating principle of GAC, how the GAC decision is made by consensus or by, maybe by majority, which way is more acceptable. And they discussing the legal part of all these issues, and still at the working level, it has not come up to the main CCWG, but it is expected that something will be prepared with a view to be published for public comment in April. So maybe in Istanbul meeting, which is 23rd and 24th of March, this issue will be more structured, and we would have a better idea about the outcome of these two. But the work is going very, very well, and there are many, many group has started, a lot of people working in a most friendly and constructive manner, and a lot of contributions, and it is a hope that we would have something by April for the public comments with months of period. But that is a brief of what is going on CCWG. But if someone else wants to add something, yeah, I'd be very happy to also listen to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Kapoor. And Mary has already raised her hand, and she can provide us an update on the CWG progress. Mary, please.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me all? Hello? Can you all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Mary, we can hear you.
Yes, Mary, can you
hear you? Hello, good afternoon all. I just want to give a little brief of what has been happening in CWG. I've been following the work of the CWG. There's been two calls of 2 hours every week since after the Singapore. And there was a rework of the process to now change the mode of working to a drafting team. And the drafting team or number from A to, I think, J. And there are three first priority drafting team. That would be A, led by Paul Kane, and B, another one. That one is on the SLA. Will be working on SLA. Another drafting team will be working on C, SC, and there are other drafting teams that have been named, but no lead yet. And a call is being made for volunteers to lead those drafting teams. So that at the end of the day, there's a structure, there's a template for the response to the CWG RFP. And there will be a face-to-face meeting in Istanbul, just like the accountability, just the time the accountability group will be meeting. And one other good thing that has happened is that there was a hybrid proposal that was brought together the proponents of external oversight and internal oversight. That team is being led by Avery, and they made a presentation to us. And we saw that team is trying to come up with a proposal that will take into consideration the parameter, the protocol parameters, the RIRs, and then the DNS or the naming community, so that at the end of the day, there will be an omnibus group. It has not been called a contract call or a trust, but it will be that each of the communities will nominate members to that forum or group that will be overseeing what the IANA function. Then the proposal also said that IANA function should be separated from ICANN itself, and it could be a subsidiary, it could be a managed service, or whatever it will finally come out with that will not just be either external or internal, but something works together that way. Then the other good thing is that the legal committee has been able to select a legal advisor. So the legal advisor was at the last call, and legal advisor, well, some are querying the independence, but he's an independent legal advisor, and they have a formidable group of professionals among them. So those are the things that are happening now. So the drafting groups are being formed, and the co-chairs are the ones that select, the ones that are priority for us now, and they will continue from there. I don't know whether any other person that follows the meeting is in the call can raise some of the things that I need. I hope you heard me clearly.
Mary. Any questions?
I think one other thing committed is that the principle is being fine-tuned and is being led by the principle upon which decisions will be made is being led by Martin. So that's another thing that is on the table now. I think by the time we finish the face-to-face at Istanbul, we'll come up with something that would work for the group. Thank you. I can't hear you. Please, you can type if you can. If you didn't get me clear, if there's any question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Kavus?
Yes, Mohammed. I wish to add three more things on the CCWG. They have started to merge the affirmation of commitment into the bylaw and provide an updated version of the bylaw which includes affirmation of commitment as it is, plus some other elements that might need to be added. This is one point they are doing. In addition, they have now have 25 stress tests. Some of them has been discussed, some have been agreed, some others under the discussions. And the third point is that for all legal aspects, they are going to involve a law firm, and they are discussing whether they use the same law firm that has been used for CWG because of commonality or have a different law firm. It has not yet been come up, and one of the vice chairs dealing with this issue. So these are the three other things in addition to the review and redress, and in addition to the empowering of the community, which all five is going in parallel in the CCWG. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus, for the update on the accountability practice, CCWG, and thanks, Mary, for also your update on the CCWG work. If there is no other comment about the progress of the two tracks, we can go to the next agenda item, which is ICG future awareness and any infographics and media messages. I have sent an email to the mailing list earlier, and basically in a summary, the chairs, we had a meeting with ICANN's communications team back in Los Angeles, and the main objective of that meeting to plan an outreach and an awareness of in the proposal submission phase, but we couldn't do that at that time. And then we did follow up with another meeting with the communication team of ICANN in Singapore, and the main objective is try to see how they can help in terms of the future reach out and awareness and media messaging. ICG would like to do when we're progressing in terms of assembling the final proposal. On the discussion on the mailing list, some members supported that approach. Milton have raised concerns about the work and why we need that, and I recall Joseph Joe he accepted the approach the importance of awareness, but he raised that this needs to be independent of ICANN and to be labeled as ICG work and ICG outcome, and also Ross had a different view on the mailing list about that. I would like just to stress that any outcome or infograph or media messaging or any material will be produced, it will be done, it will be developed, let's say, by and approved by ICG, and we'll be driving that an ICG will determine the channels to disseminate those media messages. So this is, I think, the status of the discussion on the mailing list. And I think I have here, Mary's already raised her hand on this topic. Mary, please.
I'll mute my... Okay. Can you hear me? I hope I'm not having echo. Can you hear me? Okay. If you can hear me, I wanted to ask whether we've been considering the timeline. Going by what I'm seeing, both in accountability track and CWG track, IANA track, it seems to me that it might be difficult to meet the timeline that have been proposed. So I wanted to ask from Kavus whether they are hoping to meet their own timeline and whether the interdependency aspect of the accountability with the CWG would have been able to make input to CWG so that the CWG can meet its own deadline. I hope you heard me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. We already we're currently discussing agenda item number 5, but if Kavus could just quickly, briefly, you can answer to Mary's question. Are you able to do that briefly? Kavus? I think we lost Kavus. He's been disconnected.
Yes, yeah, I'm here, yes.
Yes. Yeah, can you please...
Mohammed, I'm here.
Okay, can you please... Mary is asking about the time frame on the CWG work and any other options, what options CWG is considering in terms of their ability to achieve the target deadline. Please, briefly.
Who? CCWG or ICG, that target line?
No, no, CCWG, the accountability.
CCWG accountability does not deal directly with the ICG issues. They are dealing with the accountability beyond the transition. However, if there is something for the accountability of transition, it is between CWG and CCWG. It is not between ICG and CWG. It is CWG and CCWG. These two, we are talking about the accountability relating to the transition. Accountability outside the transition, the CCWG dealing with that and going to the depth of the matter. But there is no direct demand currently, according to what I have heard, between ICC and CCWG. Any relating to the accountability of the naming coming from CWG to CCWG, between these two, but not ICG. ICG is not involved unless we in ICG raising the matter that as far as the protocol and numbers are concerned, there might be some accountability that also requires to be taken into account before transition and after transition. Unfortunately, we have not raised that yet. So it is up to us to raise the issue.
Thank you, Kavus. And Mary, if we can, maybe you can...
Okay. All right. Kavus, I was not talking about the accountability relationship CCWG to ICG. I'm talking about the accountability aspect of CWG. Okay, so... Okay.
Mohammed, the activity of CWG will finish with transition. once CWT provides its report relating to the accountability for the transition, that mission is finished. All accountability relating to everything beyond transition was being dealt with in CWG.
Thank you, Kavut. And as Mary, the two groups are already coordinating their work in terms of the stream one for the transition accountability. We're back to agenda item number 5. I should give you the word, give messaging. So many of you were disconnected and they are reconnected now. So briefly, we'll say again that the chair had a meeting with ICANN communications team in Los Angeles, tried to plan future work outreach activities for CG. And we had another meeting because we are moving ahead, let's say, with the very important later on assembling the final required. Can we have your mic mute, please? There's some echo here, which is require more awareness and outreach. So, mailing list, we have a discussion about this thing. The discussion was around should ICG, should this product be an ICG or is the outcome a driven ICG initiative, or should we let ICANN to do that? So I'd like just to open the floor for any discussion about this point.
Mohammed, can you repeat that? I didn't quite understand your question. Could you repeat your question, please?
Okay, Kavut. On the mailing list, Joe and other members agreed that we proceed and plan ahead from now for infographs and media for the proposal assembly phase on the period that there. Joe suggested that this should be an ICG product driven by ICG, and then we have other members as well who suggested that ICANN should be doing this as an ICANN let's say initiative. So what's your advice on that? And I see Daniel, Ross, and Lynn. Daniel, please.
Okay, Ross raised his hand earlier, but I'll be very short. This is Daniel. I think we should do our own messaging. We have a secretariat now that can help us with that. We as the ICG should explain our process and our work. If ICANN decides to do whatever ICANN decides, that's up to them. But I think it's important that we put out the message what our process is and what our future plans are for getting this work done. It doesn't need to be very tutorial-like, but we should definitely communicate actively about this.
Ross, please.
Thank you, Mohammed. I have expressed a view on the mailing list that I thought that overall it was most appropriate for ICANN to do the messaging and communicating for the entire full set of activities so that all of them could be included and addressed, because that's where NTIA sent the notification originally. That's where the official response has to come from ICANN back to NTIA. But on the other hand, if in fact the ICG as a separate entity wants to develop some type of communications, graphics, media, whatever, I would strongly support doing it by way of our secretariat rather than using the ICANN method, unless it is going to, you know, the ICANN is going to overarch everything. So if it's just us, I support what Daniel said, secretariat effort.
Thank you, Mohammed. And I fully support you and the other chair's notion that, you know, more communication is good, and as Martin Boyle said on the list as well, we really should pay attention to the comments we get that folks who say that this isn't clear enough or simple enough. That being said, I have to say I have reservations about the work being done anywhere other than from directly within ICG for ICG. This is a very nuanced area. The messages are critically important, and we wouldn't want to find ourselves with, I guess, too much influence from ICANN or a communications firm or any other entity with respect to these messages. And in that instance, this comes to actually the crux of my problem, because I worry that our volunteer efforts here on the ICG would be outstripped by a well-funded communications effort or a large communications team and resource. So it's a bit of a catch-22, but I guess my main point is that a lot of these communications are very nuanced. The ICG process was put together by the community, and in fact, significantly different than the one that was proposed initially by ICANN. And I think some of that understanding, frankly, is still rolling through in some corners of our community here. So just to try and sum it up, I think the communication efforts are valuable and will be helpful. I mean, even Yari's conversation earlier about the graph, I think, will be extremely helpful. The table. I think it needs to be done from within the ICG, and I don't know if that means we look for some team, you know, working group within our own effort to try and imagine what we might do and how, and then identify the resources that we think are required to do that, in which case I would certainly hope there would be funding available if there were other communication resources needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Mohammed, do you hear me? I raised my hand, but maybe...
Yes. If it is my turn,
let me speak in. Listen, I'll wait until you let me give me the floor.
No problem. I will not now. I'll put you in the queue. I have Manal first, and then Kevin. Manal, please. Okay.
Thank you, Mohammed, and thanks to everyone who spoke before me. I agree that ICG should be in charge of any messages that comes out. I just would like to seek clarification, because my initial understanding was that ICG will be in charge of the substance, or at least will be reviewing the substance of the messages that would come out. But ICANN would be helping with the resources in terms of whoever media personnel who's going to produce this thing. So are we capable as ICG or as ICG secretariat of doing this task ourselves? I'm just brainstorming, because I'm not sure if we take the task as ICG, are we going to be starting a cycle like trying to outsource this and finding the right people with the media or infographics caliber or whatever, or are we going to rely on the current secretariat? Because if we're in charge of the messages anyway, I don't see big harm in using ICANN resources. But again, I just want to be clear about how things would work before taking a solid position on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam. And just to confirm that it's the intention that yes, the messaging, the content is driven by ICG, and let's say the implementation is done by ICANN in terms of producing those, let's say, infographs. But it's ICG is driving the work, really. And as well, it's ICG should decide on how to use this on the graphs. I mean, I think it will definitely use it for our website or other channels we can identify. So it's, the intention is to have ICANN to drive that completely, but ICG to drive that with the support of ICANN. Regarding the secretariat conducting that and doing that, I'm not sure if it was part of our initial RFP for the secretariat. That's why we had concerns as well about the secretariat taking this function.
Mohammed, I think everyone should do its own work according to its responsibilities and mandates. We do not get involved in any messages that ICANN wants to communicate. It is their work. They could do it with their responsibilities. And if there is anything that we should do, it, we should do it. If you go to our consensus building document, there is a paragraph relating to the communication from ICG to the public. And the chair has been given the authority in consultation with the ICG members and so on and so forth to make any communication that they wish. So we have to act in accordance with that document, and we should not get involved with what ICANN is doing, and we should not allow that ICANN say something on behalf of ICG which may not reflect what we are seeing. Let us everyone do its own job. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavos. Mary, please.
Thank you. I just want is a clarification question. Probably I did not get it right. The material, the infograph and future awareness, is it that ICANN is going to use it or they produce it for us? So if it's going to be produced for us for our own use, I don't see any difficulties in that. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. Can we actually detach ourselves completely from ICANN? ICANN is hosting everything we do. Can we say we are truly independent of ICANN? Why this? I don't know why we are trying to pose as if we have our own independence and we are on our own. So if there's any offer that ICANN is given to the ICG as they have, I think the communication, the infograph, if they agree to do it for us, I don't think we should reject it. That's my position. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Then Jack could give you your feedback as well before we close by. Please. Please, go ahead,
Jean. Thank you, Mohammed. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. I'd like to try to answer Mary's comment or inquiry. As a former member of the ICANN board, I would say that, of course, for various historic reasons, we are supported and well supported by ICANN. And even though we now have an independent secretariat. But I think, Mary, that we have to distinguish two things. One is regarding material help, which is the case, and on the other hand, principles and processes. So I think that our acceptation of the material help from ICANN is because it facilitates things and it avoids the ICG from having to look for a set budget. However, on the level of principles, I think that it's clear from the initial steps of the ICG, but also from our own charter, that we are expected by our communities to act independently. So I think there's no contradiction between the two elements. On the one hand, we are realistic. We accept the fact that we have accepted and we continue accepting practical help. But on the other hand, when it is about expressing positions and reflecting the opinions we get from our communities, then I think we must make a point of and being seen to be independent. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jinjak. As we all already close to the time for call, if I may say that the chair could take this and see the possibility of our secretariat doing this work, the messaging and the infographs, and we will investigate it. And the first preference by many call and feed you back on the results. I see Lynn supporting that approach. Okay, that's good. I think Manal as well is supporting that. So for the sake of time, if there's any other business you'd like to raise or discuss? Mary, last few words, please.
No. Oh, sorry. It's an old hand, please.
So if there is no any other business or points, let's thank you all for attending this conference call, and the minutes will be circulated when it's finished by the secretary. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mohammed. Excellent sharing.